Pursuing God's Will Together, a discernment practice for leadership groups, written and narrated by Ruth Haley Barton, published by InterVarsity Press. Gerald May says the question is deceptively simple to ask and exquisitely difficult to answer. Am I truly seeking to do thy will or mine? Introduction. The heart of spiritual leadership. Danny Morris and Chuck Olson write, decision-making has its limits. We make decisions. Discernment is given. The Spirit of God, which operates at the deepest levels of the human psyche and within the mysteries of the faith community, brings to the surface gifts of wisdom and guidance which we can only discover and name. It was a conversation similar to many I've had with Christian leaders. An associate pastor from a large church was telling me that his church was going through a major transition as its leaders tried to respond to its growth. They had outgrown their facility, a good problem to have, so the obvious question was, will we add on to our facility or will we start another church? As we talked, it became clear that this question was only the tip of the iceberg. Beneath the surface, larger questions lurked. What should be our emphasis now? Does our mission still capture what we feel called to? Is our leadership structure effective for what is emerging now? Can we keep going at this pace, or will we burn ourselves out by adding a building campaign and more people and activities to our plates? Sensing the weight this pastor was carrying, I probed a little deeper and asked, how are you going about answering these questions together? Do you have a clearly articulated process for discerning God's will in these matters? A look of disorientation crossed his face as he realized that the answer to the question was no. After recovering a bit, he added, but we always have a time of prayer at the beginning of our meetings. It was awkward to say the least. This pastor, like so many Christian leaders, had a vague sense that our approach to decision-making should be different from secular models, particularly when we are leading a church or an organization with a spiritual purpose. The problem is that we're not quite sure what that difference is. In the absence of a clear consensus, that difference often gets reduced to an obligatory devotional, often viewed as irrelevant to the business portion of the meeting, or the perfunctory prayers that bookend the meeting. Sometimes even these well-meaning attempts at a spiritual focus get lost in the shuffle. Leadership discernment. Discernment, in a most general sense, is the capacity to recognize and respond to the presence and the activity of God, both in the ordinary moments and in the larger decisions of our lives. The Apostle Paul says that we are
sample complete. Ready to continue?